early service. I'm just doing the introduction, so if you were sweating it there, fret not. We have a special guest here today, so I'll be introducing him, and then I'll leave it up to him. And his name is Tomateo. Tomateo?
Yes.
Timoteo. Timoteo. Timoteo, or as Jim says, tomato, tomato. But a dear brother in Christ from Mozambique, and as most of you know, there's a long history with this church and the brothers and sisters here and Charles Woodrow and all things Mozambique. So Timoteo has a long history with Charles as well. I think they first met in the FIEL conference, pastor's conference. We've been supporting him, last name Bila. I struggled so much with his first name, I never got to his last name. And a lot of Charles just refers to him as Bila, and a lot of people do. But we've met his wife. He's got two sons and a daughter. When Belinda and I were there, I had time to get to know him a little bit. But Charles speaks so highly of this guy. He's so solid in his doctrines and studies. Part of, many of you have heard the Mission Ecclesia, Mission Operation in Mozambique, the book study. And they're reading heavy material, you know, Pink and Spurgeon. And it's a book club, a reading club, and they meet monthly, and they have to report on it, and they get free books if they participate. A great organization. It's also supported by Heart Cry, which is Paul Washer's ministry. You know, we've donated to that as well. But I could go on and on, and he'll run out of time. But very accomplished in Mozambique. And now he's studying for his master's in church leadership through Gordon College. We've also been supporting him and his tuition there. He's here for a couple weeks in the U.S. He's here in San Antonio for a few more days. He's pretty much got an open schedule. So if you want to meet and visit with him, have lunch, have coffee, have dinner, reach out to Blender myself, and we can make that happen. As he's speaking, you know, he's got a slideshow. Feel free to ask questions. He'll open it up for Q&A at the end as well. But we will be doing a love offering, agape offering in the regular service at the end. So keep that in mind. That'll help him with some of his travel expenses and things like that. So with that, let me pray for him and turn it over. Heavenly Father, we are just so thankful for your mercies upon us. And how you shower your grace upon us, Lord. We are so undeserving, and we're thankful for Timoteo for being with us today, that you've given him safe travels here, and we pray for his family in his absence, that you just sustain them and give him safe travels back and give him words to speak, Lord, as he presents what he's working on as he moves forward in spreading the gospel and working with families in Mozambique in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just pray for him today, lift up our time, that you would bless us today, Lord, and we ask for these things in the name of your Son, our Savior, whom without we are lost, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to me to be here. I'm not English speaker, so I speak Portuguese and other languages, Mozambican languages, but I will try to do my best. And if you don't understand what I will be saying, you will see something projected. So thank you for your prayers. I know, and I'm too much thankful to the Lord because of you supporting my life. I know that some of you are covering my studies, and I know that you are praying, so I'm really thankful. And my wife, she's also thank you guys. So I will just speak a little bit faster so that I can cover all the information. But as our friend and my father, Don, said, I'm struggling with your name.
Don.
Yes, that's great. Yeah. So as he said, we will be speaking each other later after service. So I will start here. I am Timothy Biller. So as I saying here, my passion is to be engaged in transformational lives and worldview across Mozambique by teaching and applying holistically the kingdom and the grace of God in Christ. God put this passion in me, not in this way when I was 15 years. And really, I was trying to do my best in the church, teaching children, youth, until now. But I never decide to, I have that passion when I was young that I need to be engaged 100%, for example, to the ministry. But when I grow up, I thought, this is dangerous for my wife, for my children. I need to provide them some secure, some safe. I think you understand my English. So then I never, but now, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, I decided to be more engaged and use all what God gave me to bless the church. And the church in Mozambique, youth people, pastors, are just speaking my ears every time. We need to be taught. We need your insights. We need. But I never decide because I would like to provide enough for my children because I'm coming from a poverty situation in my life when I was young. So it was not easier. But God defeated me. He's victorious always. So now he convinced me 100%, in 100% level, that I have to do it. Dr. Charles, since I went to Nampula, was saying the same thing. You have to be involved in ministry 100%. But I was fighting against God. But I think today is one of the moment I rejected to organize. But God organized for me, and you are just sitting and hear what God is putting in me. So I will not read everything what I will put in slides, but you can see it. I married to Sarah. It's my wife, unique wife, and and woman, unique woman. So I have 3 children, a daughter, Kinsili, and 2 sons, Unat and Etienne. I degree in sociology in most important university in Maputo. I'm doing philosophical theology and also educational leadership in Gordon College. I'm a leader of Gospel of Grace Church. It's associated with Believers Fellowship Church in Christ in Nampula with Dr. Charles Woodrow Ministries. And God, during time, he used me since 2003 in Maputo to spread out the doctrines of grace among people there, especially youth people. So I thank God because really I was instrumental to spread out doctrine of grace. It was complicated in Maputo, but God helped me in that moment. So Ecclesia has a mission. It's a Mozambican organization, emerged in 2013 in Nampula. But the idea came from what we were doing in Maputo. 2007, we organized a small school to teach the doctrines of grace and to teach Reformed theology for people. And we did it for some years. Then I went to Nampula, and with the support and the encouragement of Dr. Charles, I really lead the foundation of this organization called the Ecclesia with the other guys, good guys, Pastor Kizito and other people, and now Ibrahimu, and I'm working with another guy there. Carl Peterson also, he's a good guy. He had helped me a lot with books, Reformed books. I read a lot of books because of his ministries, so I'm thankful for him. So we understand and we celebrate that Mozambique is really being a good space for gospel growth. You can see that it's the church, evangelical church, is growing, but we feel also that many people still struggling with the doctrines of grace, and they don't have biblical tools to build families and churches. We had a lot of corruption deeply even inside of churches. So it's something make me very sad. I would like to contribute in it. We have lack of intentional initiative to build church and also new generation. And we have Islam is growing a lot. So we need to pray so that the church can open eyes and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to save our new generation. Yeah. So we were doing a lot of things, not too much, in Mozambique as ecclesia, seminars for pastors, for youth conferences, magazine, reading clubs, seminar for couples, enjoy your marriage, wonderful thing we're doing. Short review about marriage and parenting. This is, we are starting now. Church planting, Bakua hymn, we are translating good hymns you are singing now to Makua. In my language, I'm coming from Maputo, I'm coming from a different place. We have good hymns in Shangana. Some hymns you are singing in English, we are singing in Shangana. So I would like, I dream it since I went there in Nampula, so that the population can have him. So Anna, who is working with Dr. Charles, Anna Malomi, is helping me. I invite him to join this project, so she's wonderful missionary helping us. That is the work of missionary, really. We need to see them engaged with the Church of God. And once we have vision, we need to invite everybody who are skilled to help the ministry in Mozambique. But in this moment, we are changing our approach, working approach. And last time, during the years, we were touching people, just doing seminars, things like that. It was like an addition approach. But now we need to deepening, we need to work really with leaders. It is like a multiplication approach, not just touching them, but working with them, mentoring. I will speak about it later. So this is based on what Jesus telling us. You read, I think, you are Bible readers, Luke 13, I will not read, I will not preach, but you can see that God is looking fruit in our lives. And then, it's how to pronounce this, I don't know, vineyard. It's a vineyard, is it?
Vineyard.
So Jesus was saying, he's looking a fruit from a fig, and then there is no fruit. So a worker was saying, give him a chance. And then Jesus gave him a chance. And then the worker was doing his job, like digging and fertilizing, and then maybe the fruit appear there. So it's a serious passage to tell us as ecclesia that we need to work hard so that we can see the fruit of kingdom around Nampula and Mozambique. So we reorganize the strategy, the vision first, the mission and our values, saying that we are here to train and develop holy-headed and skilled leaders rooted in the Christian worldview, participating in holistic support networks and fellowship. This is what we do. And then what we dream, it's Mozambican leaders joyfully extending the kingdom of God in people and practice. And the way we are behaving is inspiration. We have to inspire. We are doing it, but we have to do it intentionally. That's why we put it intentionality. And then we need to integrate the gospel of God with the daily life, because many people are spiritualized everything, or they understand that the kingdom of God is just going to the church and to do it and to sing, and doesn't matter how you are leading your house, how you treat your wife, your husband, how you do business and everything. So we need to integrate faith with daily life. So how do we dig and fertilize? So we have three choices: provide multi-generational training opportunities. We are speaking about pastors, leaders already there, but also we're speaking about new generations, youth and children, nature, personal connection and support networks. We need to create a movement beyond pastors. We have a lot of independent churches, but struggling themselves because there's no support, there's no organization or association which can help them capacitate and help in terms of ethical and discipline aspects. Ecclesia also must be strong as organization. Yeah, so this is our choice. We have some initiative here. I will speak about only one initiative that is more bigger and integrate some other initiative I put already here. So we have a strategic initiative as a pilot project to guide us, to make us more focused, to do what God put in our hearts intentionally. So we call it Frutos do Reino in Portuguese, or Fruits of the Kingdom. Training leaders, but not just training leaders. We need to see churches with fruits of the kingdom. The way we will measure our training is see good initiative of churches. So how Jesus is teaching us, what Jesus is teaching us about it, you know, once John Baptist, he was in jail, so he sent disciples to the Jesus asking, are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else? The answer of Jesus, you know, Jesus didn't do a lot of speech. He just do things. He was saying in what he did that in this stage, the kingdom didn't come necessarily to break the evil of politicians like Herod, but to transform needies into people with full lives. So it means that all people deprived of kingdom life, Jesus need to transform them. So you saw blindness, lameness, lepers, deafness, possessed, deaf. This situation is not just spiritual. It's spiritual, but also it's social, it's economical. It's Jesus need to bring in advance his kingdom. We know that we're not preaching like a prosperity, things like that, but the gospel need to mean something in the real lives for people. So, as Ecclesia, we need to train leaders to be a kingdom fruits. We choose some initiative we understand that we have capabilities and the skill to support leaders to develop, organize preschool into church. Yeah, it's simple, cheaper. No church needed extra money to do that. So churches must organize a preschool. We have there in Mozambique, it is like a Baptist initiative we have in Mozambique. We call preschool PEP. So we have that model cheaper. So we'd like to see many churches use it as an instrument to bless children and fathers and everyone. Complementary school programs. It's easy also. Many people, even in Dr. Charles Church, are doing it, but with no intentionality and no organized way, because they don't have leader to help. I went to Zimbabwe because I'm a part of like Transformation Africa equipe. So I went to Zimbabwe. I see any good initiative I'm dreaming for Mozambique. There is a project initiated there where the church handled 20 tablets, for example. They put everything there, curricular information. And then the children, youth people, when come from school, went to the church and they have some facilitators and read information, make exercise, watch video in tablet, and go on. It's wonderful and it's cheaper. And the interesting thing I'm dreaming to see in Mozambique. So we would like to see like reading cycles in churches, replicating training module. We are designing modules that are replicating. So new small-scale entrepreneurs. I'm thank God because he trained me as someone who can teach people to start their small business. And my other friends like Ibrahim, James, and other people, we are training to teach couples, families, parenting. So we have enough skills to impact the Mozambican church. So we need to see like evangelistic clubs, arts, because our culture is empty. We don't see nothing in our culture. I was talking with Anna Malone when I was telling her about it. She was, yes, and I want to help you because I see that people are not doing nothing. They are ushers. You are bees, and the other side, people are ushers. We don't have culture, just sitting, walking, talking, and nothing. So we need to make sure that God is developing good skills in church. And also we need to see like a new church planted locally relevant. Okay, let's go faster now. Our strategy, training strategy, is that we'll have three stages. The first one will have big number of people, pastors, leaders, and then new generation leaders. So we'll have like train them in replicable trainings, general training. Then second year, we will choose a half of these leaders to specialize them in five areas: education, business, family, new generation issue, and the preaching. I don't know if I'm forgetting something. And leadership. So, in third year, we will train like leaders of leaders, people who are well-skilled. We will choose a half of people in second year to let them become leaders of leaders so that they can initiate the same thing in their denomination, congregations, etc. But everybody who started with us in first year will continue until third year in leadership conferences. But only few of them will be leaders of leaders according to their passions and heart. So our approach, training approach, is like doing the training in person and mentoring. Mentoring is new thing in our approach as ecclesia. We need to work with people. We need to help them. We will do like self-studies based in app. I have here some example I can share after service. They can use the same information in their churches. So we'll do like also like leadership conferences to help them in leadership skills also. We'll be visiting churches and doing like a social media movement, just saturating people of the gospel of grace of Jesus Christ. I will not take time on this because it's busy. It's we have a lot of details there, but just to let you know that we tried to organize 3-year curricular plan, and you can see that in second year we have all those specialization, because someone can have more passion in family, other one in education, and so on. You can see the total number of hours we will spend with these people during the 3 years. Yeah, so this is just an example of what we organized. We are finishing now in a few minutes. So the training outcomes, you can see in this site that Ecclesia will be compromised to train these people during 3 years. In this area, as I spoke, you can see the numbers here. But the leaders, those will be trained by Ecclesia, they must show us that they are understanding what we are training them to do. So we need to see new churches planted, association replicating trainings. We need to see football clubs. We need to see small new active small entrepreneurs, arts schools and preschools and reading. So we need to see not ecclesia, but churches are doing good initiative that can create impact in the church and the community. So in the end, what I can say that I hope that you will keep praying. That is a call to action for you, what you can do. Please pray for the grace of God to be spread out across Mozambique. Pray for our decision to give our lives to Mozambique Church and Society. Well, this is not easy for me. I'm fighting with God, against God during years to be more involved. I'm involved since I was 15 years, but I know that I'm not using everything to bless the church. And I know that we cannot expect transformation in Mozambique if we are not spending time with people. So once I decided, I need really to go on. But it can happen if you pray, if you ask God to bless me, to bless other people, Dr. Charles, Anna, and Ibrahimo, and the other people who are working for us. And also, please invest what God give you. Still invest. Bless people in Mozambique with your money, with your resources, with your, I don't know what you have, what you in your hands, but bless the Church of Mozambique. And you will see, you will celebrate the fruits of the Holy Spirit there. I think so. So, again, thank you for your prayers and the investment you made in my life through studies, which some of you are covering. Thank you, thank you, thank you all. You don't know how it will be a blessing for church and the new generation lives in Mozambique. So, thank you.
Is it okay if we've had this conversation the last